With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The protests against ICE agents continuing in Minnesota after the shooting there last week. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
Protesters continue screaming at heavily armed federal agents and honking car horns, banging on drums and blowing whistles in attempts to disrupt ICE agents enforcing immigration laws. There was some pushing and several people were hit with chemical sprays in a standoff on Sunday. The Trump administration has defended ICE, saying the officer who shot Renee Good in her car was protecting himself and fellow agents and that Good had weaponized her vehicle. Ken Lorman reporting.
Homeland Security, meanwhile, says more than 2,000 immigration arrests have been made in Minnesota since that operation began in early December. A Pennsylvania law enforcement official blasting ICE agents. Philadelphia Sheriff Rochelle Bilal had a blunt message calling ICE agents, quote, wannabe law enforcement, and said no law enforcement professional wears a mask. Bilal says her officers will gladly arrest any ICE agent who comes into her city and violates the law, and that Philadelphia prosecutors will charge them. Republican lawmakers breaking with President Trump.
The president enjoys strong support among congressional Republicans, but there were some defections within the party ranks on two key votes. Five GOP senators joined Democrats in moving forward with a resolution that would block the president from further military action in Venezuela without approval from Congress. And in the House, 17 Republicans voted with Democrats to renew Obamacare subsidies for 3 years over the objection of the House Speaker and President.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. And this is SRN News. A warning concerning Grok.
The popular chatbot has the ability to generate obscene images of real people without their consent. That's what the National Center on Sexual Exploitation says in a statement to the Christian Post. Center spokesman Danny Pinter says that Grok is, quote, further normalizing the sexual exploitation of women with this new feature. This is an egregious violation of women's privacy and safety. A growing number of young people are now using chatbots. Michael Harrington reporting.
Next week, the Supreme Court will hear a case over state restrictions on which school sports teams transgender students can join. The justices will review lower court rulings that overturn laws in West Virginia and in Idaho that bar males from competing against females in school sports. The fight over the issue is a national one, playing out at both the state as well as, of course, the federal level. This is SRN News. The U.S. has taken the unprecedented step of dropping the number of vaccines it recommends for every child, leaving other immunizations like flu shots open to families to choose, but without clear guidance. Dr. Robert Hopkins with the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases.
They did not take away recommendations for vaccine, but they changed many of the recommendations from a routine recommendation for all children to a recommendation that the parents and families have a discussion with a healthcare provider before they receive vaccination against RSV, hepatitis B, hepatitis A, meningococcal disease.
In the meantime, officials do say the overhaul to the federal vaccine schedule will not result in any families losing access or insurance coverage for vaccines. But experts say they're slamming the move. It could lead to reduced uptake of a lot of problems. More details, srnnews.com.